morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joined this morning by our live blog directors, Jamie George and John Rahor. We unfortunately are talking about a Green Bay Packers loss yesterday in the season opener. But we do have good news today. We have Packers long snapper Brett Goode joining us on the show for the debut segment of Oh Snap with Brett Goode. And we're excited to start that segment.
Oh Snap!
Brett, how you doing this morning?
Oh, doing pretty good. Just kind of getting ready to go in, get a workout in, and get started film study for Chicago.
First of all, we're really excited to have you join us every Monday morning here at Cheesehead TV during the season. I wish it could be under better circumstances today, but could you tell us a little bit about your mindset and the team's mindset after losing the season opener against the San Francisco 49ers?
Well, the good thing about the mindset is we have a short amount of time before we play Chicago at home, and so we get to forget about that pretty quick, and we got to get started on a division opponent, which is a huge rival for us, and we just kind of got to forget about it, not push it under. We got to learn from our mistakes and go over all that and learn from the things that we did well and do it in a fast pace. We got to be able to put all that behind us and not let them beat us 2 weeks in a row, and then we got to take care of business at home against the Bears.
It has to be difficult knowing that you only lost one game all of last season during the regular season and then had a loss one game into this season. Can you draw any comparisons to this year and last year?
No, this is a totally different team. This is a totally different year. It's anybody's game. We're 0-1. That's the way we started off this season, and we just got to get better. We've got to put wins in the win column and get better each week. And it's a tough loss. The 49ers are a good team, and, I have no doubt that, we'll probably see them again in the playoffs.
Do you think these two teams, the 49ers and the Packers, could possibly meet again in the NFC Championship game?
That's hard to say. That's such a long ways away. Most importantly, we got to take care of business at home. We got to protect Lambeau Field. And you don't need to lose home games, and so we've got to come back and beat the Bears at home and take care of business in our division. Those are important games, and obviously it's the Bears, which is a huge rival for us. So we've got to get in the win column and try and get on a roll.
One of the bright spots from yesterday's game was punter Tim Maste, a guy who just signed a nice long-term contract extension with the Packers. As a person who works with him so closely, can you talk a little bit about Tim Maste's progression as an NFL punter and what's letting him do so well?
I think Tim's just, his work ethic. He's gotten better each week, each year, and, he just strives to get better. And he's a great guy to be around. He's a great teammate. I think he's good for the locker room. And, obviously he went out there and performed at a high level. I thought, our special teams overall performed at a high level yesterday. And, we were going against the number one special teams group from last year in the 49ers, and I thought that we outperformed them, besides the field goal kicking game. Just because they had more opportunities, to get more field goals. But I thought Tim did an excellent job, and it's going to be really big going in this week because we've got another great returner in Hester that's going to be back there, and so we've got to eliminate his chances as well.
You alluded to it already. The Packers have a short turnaround this week when you host the Chicago Bears in a nationally televised game on Thursday evening. How much of a challenge is it to play another game just 3 days away so early in the season?
It's a little bit of a challenge, but it is the Bears, and we're very familiar with them. They're familiar with us, and so it's just it's something that you deal with. It's a quick turnaround, but it's they're having to do the same thing, so it's not a huge disadvantage. It's not like they got the week off going into the Thursday night game. So both teams have the same advantage going into each other, and it's going to be a quick turnaround for both guys. And luckily we get to play this one at home, so that'll be nice. We don't have to travel, and we get to come back out on Lambeau Field and try and get a win and get that history going back in Lambeau and to win the games at home.
You mentioned Devin Hester before. The Chicago Bears have put together perhaps the best collection of return specialists in NFL history with Hester and Johnny Knox and Eric Weems. How much does this concern you this week as a guy that's got to contain them on special teams?
It's kind of the same thing. You know, we've been playing the Bears for a long time, and they've always had a good return game, especially, like you said, since Hester and all those guys have been there. And it's going to be a tough task, and we just have to go to work and try and contain them the best we can.
Well, Brett, we wish you the best of luck on Thursday, just 3 short days away against the Bears. We really appreciate you joining us here every Monday morning on Cheesehead TV. And good luck Thursday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you. Brett Goode, Packers long snapper, joining us right here, Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com for the debut of...
Oh, snap! Oh, snap!
I'm really liking that little sound bite there. Oh, snap, with Brett Goode here at Cheesehead TV. So every Monday morning, we hope in the future it can be a little bit of under better circumstances, and we'll be talking about wins in no time. It's always a little depressing when you have a guest on the show and then you got to talk about a loss right away. But, really excited for Oh Snap. And if anybody else can find any other sound bites out there, I'd feel free to send them my way. I was kind of looking all weekend for something like that. And you know, it always had gone through my mind, too. Remember the show, My Name is Earl. And Earl's, what would it be, ex-wife? Joy? Is it Joy Hickey? I forget, but she would say "Oh snap" all the time, and looking to get like an MP3 or a sound clip or something like that that we can play on the show. If anybody out there finds that, let me know. But it's going to be pretty hard. I scoured the internet myself already for items like that. Anyhow. Should we get in a more somber mood now? I was all excited for Brett Goode to be on the show. The reality is, the Packers lost the game yesterday. They're now 0-1. And how's this for a punch in the gut? The Packers are in last place in the NFC North. Now, of course, take that with a grain of salt. We're one game into the season here. All the other teams in the NFC North winning yesterday took a couple of them down to the wire, the Lions and the Vikings, but they both come out with wins. And now the Packers looking to get a little redemption this upcoming Thursday. Short turnaround against the Chicago Bears. But looking back at yesterday's game, not the way you want to start the season. Not the way you want to start the season, obviously. It just hurts a little bit, to start 0-1. This is a team that went 15-1 last year. So the Packers in one game have equaled their loss total from last year's regular season. And, it hurts. And I see a couple people on the live blog already chiming in on this. So I guess the reason would be, here we go. Comment from Jersey Packer fan saying, "What's up with Driver? Is he still recovering from Dancing with the Stars?" Yesterday, wide receiver Donald Driver, kind of unbeknownst to fans, rarely played. In fact, I think the word is he lost. He didn't play, or he only played in the last 3 snaps of the game, and hadn't played before that. The whole game goes by and Donald Driver doesn't play. And now fans are wondering, oh my goodness. I mean, here's a guy who's been part of the Packers offense for the past decade, a big part of it, the franchise's all-time leading receiver, and he's not even playing. It's just a little bit of shock to see Donald Driver not playing for no particular reason that anybody has said. Nobody, head coach Mike McCarthy didn't say before the game
Donald Driver isn't going to play. It just kind of came as a surprise when, the whole game goes by and he's not out there. And it really kind of raises questions, why did the Packers, keep him on their roster if they're not going to play him? And I don't know what the answer to that question is. I guess I can only say, let's play a wait-and-see game. It's only 1 week, and perhaps, we're just getting ahead of ourselves, and Donald Driver will have a bigger role going forward. And you know what? I don't think Donald Driver deserves a big role on this team. I think everybody, all these younger wide receivers have proved themselves. All the other four wide receivers have proved themselves and probably now at this point in their career deserve more playing time than Donald Driver. That being said, I still think Driver could get a couple snaps here and there, if for nothing else than to rest the other wide receivers on the team, give them a little bit of a breather. I saw what the Packers were trying to do early in the game, and I see DJ Protege here on the live blog pointing out James Jones played well, and James Jones led the team in receiving yards yesterday, had the nice touchdown. James Jones, good game. But go to the first quarter of the game. The Packers tried to go deep to James Jones twice. Aaron Rodgers had to connect with him deep down the sideline twice in the first quarter. And both those passes fell incomplete. And I was just asking myself, that is not, James Jones' strength on the perimeter of the field, being used as a deep threat. Being used as a guy who maybe could get, not that they were, throwing jump balls to him, but, trying to fight, over the top of a cornerback for a ball. That's just not James Jones' strength. He is a guy who is a possession receiver. He's really good working the middle of the field, really good getting curl slants and then taking them for extra yards, really strong, can get yards after contact. He's just not that great at the perimeter of the field. And I don't know why the Packers were trying to go to him early like that, utilize him in that way. I think that there's the opportunity. You want to use Donald Driver, and Donald Driver, his strength is probably going over the middle of the field too. But I think he could be better used on the perimeter than James Jones. I just think, Donald Driver's the veteran. He knows how to read coverages. He can get those back shoulder throws if need be better than James Jones. Not to say James Jones can't do those things, but I just think Donald Driver might be better in those particular little aspects, and maybe that's a way you can utilize him going forward. Here we are. The Packers lose, and I haven't talked about the defense yet. And I think this kind of gets, there was a lot of reasons for the Packers' loss yesterday. A lot of reasons. But I think you kind of, if you look at it, I think it comes down most of all, the primary, reason they lost, or maybe the most disappointing aspect of the game, was the Packers' defense and how it basically didn't, change from last year. Same kind of defense as last year. Gave up too many yards, gave up too many touchdowns, couldn't stop them, the defense getting worn down, things like that. This was a defense that gave up the most yards in the NFL last year, the most passing yards in NFL history. And, they try to make changes. They try to infuse the defensive side of the football with some new faces by, going out and signing Philip Merling in free agency, drafting the first six draft choices on that side of the ball, including first-rounder Nick Perry, Jarrell Worthy. Well, none of those new faces really did anything, and it wasn't a whole lot different from last year for the Packers' D. Clay Matthews had a good game, got his 2.5 sacks, but it seems like everybody in the back seven was at fault at some time or another at making a mistake that cost the Packers. You know, Jarrett Bush, Charles Woodson, they get their defensive interference penalties. Morgan Burnett, you know, they have the touchdown pass, and all of a sudden Morgan Burnett is pointing fingers, trying to figure out what went wrong. And it's kind of a recurring theme with Morgan Burnett going back to last year, constant finger pointing going on there. You know, not doing all that great. Neither of the safeties, Jerron McMillan, MD Jennings, both of them kind of shared a little bit of time yesterday, and neither of them doing anything that stood out. Tremont Williams, for the most part, the 49ers went away from Tremont Williams, but one time or two, you know, they do go to the receiver covering him. In fact, they do little crossing routes. Packers really confused on those crossing routes, basically like setting a screen in basketball. And Packers not sure what to do there, kind of getting lost in their zone principles, coverages, who's covering who, do I go with them? Or, you know, they're all of a sudden a receiver blows by a defender, kind of, you know, knocks him off his you know, line of defense a little bit. And then everything is all screwed up. And, you know, A.J. Hawk, they were targeting A.J. Hawk underneath. Of course, his speed is not all that great. D.J. Smith, new inside linebacker, kind of a little bit of a rough game for the, you know, the first time as a full-time starter. Not to say it's his first time starting ever, but, you know, D.J. Smith in his first start ever, he did okay, but there were times, too, when he got caught out of position and, you know, got blocked up or whatever. You know, everybody in the back seven was at fault at one time or another. And, you know, it just disappointing yesterday for that defense. You know, it's not as if anybody is out there and you can say they had a horrible game. You know, Charles Woodson has a defensive pass interference penalty, but he also had 1.5 sacks yesterday. You know, he did really well there. Jarrett Bush gets the defensive interference penalty, but then he goes and he had that nice tackle short of a first down. And, you know, I could go through every player on the roster here. A.J. Hawk targeted a little bit on the underneath routes, but he leads the team in tackles. They had 14 tackles. I agree. Some of them coming downfield, but doing a good job at other times. Tremont Williams getting lost and covering Randy Moss here and there. And, there was a lot of times he just held his receivers without a reception. So it's, you know, there's a lot of good, but I mean, just, you know, you have one play where you screw up and it costs you, and, you know, the Packers can only allow that to happen so many times. You know, the effect is cumulative. You know, it just can't continue to happen like that. You know, in addition to, while we're analyzing the defense here, the Packers went very 3-4 heavy yesterday. Use their base defense far more often than you see this have seen them do this in the past. You know, the Packers typically run their nickel sub package 75% of the time. That's what they've done in the past. Well, yesterday they're playing a team that's a little bit, you know, perhaps thought of less as a passing attack, a little bit more of a better running team with Frank Gore. So the Packers play their 3-4 base defense quite a bit, and, you know, that didn't really have much of an effect. Frank Gore still rumbled for 112 yards on 16 carries. That's an average of 7 yards a carry. And, you know, he wasn't alone. The 49ers got, you know, yards on the ground elsewhere, too, to the tune of, like, 178 yards total or somewhere in that realm. And so the base defense that they hoped would help stuff the run, you know, really didn't do all that much. And, it's just a poor choice, it seemed to be, by Dom Capers here. Did not seem to have the answer for what the 49ers were doing yesterday. Nick Perry forced to cover Michael Crabtree in coverage a time or two. People could obviously see the mismatch there and know what happened and know that can't happen in the future. You can't have Nick Perry guarding Michael Crabtree. That just can't happen. You know, and I suppose that's happening when you're playing a lot of 3-4 base defense and you don't have as many defensive backs on the field. The Packers yesterday, Jarrett Bush basically getting the start. Kind of the same thing. I told you it would happen. The Packers doing a timeshare at cornerback, at least in the first game. Jarrett Bush playing on early downs. Sam Shields playing on late. Well, I should say, you know, Jarrett Bush playing in the game more to play the run, Sam Shields more to play the pass. And, you know, it's hard to say when, you know, when the Packers would take Bush out and put Shields in. You know, it's a little bit of a judgment call there. You know, second and 10, well, Bush stays in the game yet, but, you know, or if it's third and 1, Bush might stay in the game yet. But, you know, Sam Shields yesterday, he had the nice tackle. As well, he actually showing some aggressiveness and doing okay there. But yeah, all in all, poor defensive performance yesterday for the Packers. Got a little bit of a pass rush from Clay Matthews. Same old Clay Matthews we're accustomed to seeing, hustling his butt off, really working hard, doing the whirling dervish imitation, you know, just doing whatever it takes to get to the quarterback. He would do it. Spin moves, bull rushes, you know, trying to just beat his man around the edge, you name it. He tries it and goes 110% in doing it and doing okay there. But, you know, still no help from the defensive line. You know, nobody on the defensive line got a pass rush. None of the rookies helped in the pass rush. Perry Worthy. So, you know, it's tough. Kevin Lamb on the live blog pointing out, just think, Packers, Saints, Giants, and Steelers all lost this week. A lot of recent Super Bowl champs had a rough day. Yeah, we sit here and we talk about the negative, but, keep your daubers up, Packer fans. I mean, we're 1 week into the season. 16 teams in the NFL had to start 0-1. You know, I sit here and I kind of shake my head sometimes at the things I get on Twitter from Packer fans who are obviously frustrated. Nothing wrong with being frustrated and disappointed with a less than underwhelming performance yesterday, or I should say less than overwhelming, less than underwhelming too, though perhaps. But you know, don't. You know, don't let this ruin your day. That there's still a lot of season. You know, the Packers can redeem themselves to an extent with a nice win over the Chicago Bears on Thursday. You know, short turnaround. Get back into the race in the NFC North, and a lot of season left. I mean, really, how many games did you project? The Packers would lose this year. What, you know, when you were making your guesses for the Packers' record this season, and I know if you're listening to the show, you've done that. You've at least in your head, you guessed what the Packers' record would be. You know, and I'm guessing it's anywhere from 10-6 for most people to 13-3. You know, so there. I mean, if the Packers are going to go 10-6 or 13-3. You know, at minimum, they're going to lose. They got to lose 3 games, right? You know, nobody perhaps thought it would be the first game. But, you know, that they're going to have their losses over the season. This isn't going to be the last one. The Packers are not going to go 15-1. So brace yourselves. The Packers are going to lose again this year. If you are ticked off and just, you know, in a sour mood, well, you know, kind of think a little bit and brace yourself and, you know, kind of prepare yourself ahead of time and don't let it ruin your day. Don't go calling for Dom Capers' head yet, as some fans have done to me on Twitter this morning, of all things. You know, give this team some time. Give them some time. Give them a chance. Agreed. Not a good performance yesterday, but allow them to try to turn it around. allow them that. You know, I do want to talk about one really positive thing here before the show is over. How about the way the Packers utilized Randall Cobb yesterday? Everybody knew Randall Cobb was a dangerous kick returner, punt returner, return specialist coming into the game. Everybody knew that, right? And he didn't change anybody's minds yesterday when he took a 75-yard punt return for a touchdown, albeit kind of a questionable, no call there on what could have been a block in the back. Regardless, Randall Cobb doing his job and looking fantastic. But on top of that, and perhaps even more impressive, if you can get more impressive than a 75-yard touchdown return, what he did on offense and the way the Packers utilized him. You know, the Packers kind of hinted in training camp that they used Randall Cobb a little bit in the backfield. They hinted at it. You'd see it at practice and training camp. I think they showed it a little bit in the preseason, but nothing like what they did yesterday. He was back there all the time. And, you know, I don't think Randall Cobb had a carry, did he? He wasn't being used blocking on third downs or anything like that. But just the threat of him out of the backfield and what the Packers are doing there is they're getting him in coverage on linebackers and things like that, where Randall Cobb is much faster than the people that the 49ers are covering him with, you know. So a really interesting thought philosophy that the Packers are trying to create mismatches there, and something really special that we might be able to see going forward. Randall Cobb leading the team in receptions yesterday. What do you have, 8-9 catches? Really looking like a threat. So it's really exciting things to look forward there. 9 catches, Jamie's saying on the live blog, 77 yards. He really did do a great job. 8.6 yard average, which isn't all that great, but you got to understand, most of his passes came out of the backfield, coupled on screens. That's cool. And now the Packers just got to get going in other phases of the game get it going elsewhere. JerMichael Finley, kind of disappointing. Has the nice touchdown pass. Drops 2 balls yesterday, though. Looks like same old from Finley after one game, but disappointing. I see a couple people pointing out the running game yesterday. Very little from Cedric Benson. Had something like, 9-10 rushes, right around double digits. Can't get anything going. Or did he? Was it more than that? But 12 rushes? Anyhow, Packers running game not going anywhere. 9 rushes, 18 yards for Cedric Benson. Disappointing there that, 18 yards. You understand the Packers are not going to be a very good running team. Never are, never going to be. But you want to see more than 18 yards. You want to have a little bit of success so it opens up the play-action pass. And that certainly didn't happen yesterday. It certainly didn't happen at all in the second half. You know, once the Packers are down by 2 scores, well, you got to pass. You got to pass. You got to pass. And so nothing opening up there. But, we can sit here and analyze everything, all these mistakes the Packers made. And it's cumulative. Yesterday, the replacement referees, there's a lot of talk about that, and I continue to think it's overrated. The replacement referees didn't look all that great yesterday, but I thought they were equally bad for the 49ers and the Packers. I don't think there's anything the referees did that cost the Packers the game or anything like that. It's especially bad when they miss, like, false start penalties. Like, that's just something that shouldn't happen ever. Missing a false start. You got to call that. But, I mean, heck, you can sit there and look at that punt return by Randall Cobb, and the replacement referee's missing what perhaps would be a block in the back, and you know how huge of a play that was. So, they missed calls against, you know, the 49ers too. So I don't think either way that, it cost the Packers the game or anything like that. You just hope the replacement referees get better every week themselves. And they should, you know. Obviously, the more these units work together, the more, they kind of learn from their mistakes. They'll get better. But anyhow, the Packers going to look to get better this week. Short turnaround. Bears game on Thursday night. In fact, here, I want to, talking a little bit here about Brett Goode joining us here every Monday. He's really excited about our Oh Snap segment with Brett Goode, Packers deep snapper. Kind of want to congratulate our former player guest in this time slot last season, tight end Tom Crabtree, who's graduated from the School of Railbird Central and has been elevated to host of his own show, Clubhouse Live. Actually airs tonight at the website of the Appleton Post Crescent. So Tom Crabtree, every week, I think it's 6:30 p.m., something like that, hosts his own show, internet show, with the crew of the Appleton Post Crescent, Clubhouse Live there in Appleton. And congratulations to him. And so we're not going to have Tom on as a weekly guest anymore, but we are getting him as a one-time guest this season. Tom Crabtree will be joining us Friday morning here on Railbird Central after they play the Bears. So hopefully we'll be talking to Tom after a Packers win. So look forward to that on Friday. Wednesday of this week, we're going to have another weekly recurring guest. Nathan Yonke of ProFootballFocus.com. You listen to Railbird Central. Nathan was our Wednesday guest all of last season. His insight at Pro Football Focus, fantastic. They break down stuff so much. There's just like things you don't even realize happen in the game. And Nathan's going to tell us all about that on Wednesday. So a lot of cool interviews going forward. Brett Goode every Monday, Nathan Yonke every Wednesday. We got Tom coming up this Friday, and special guests throughout the season on Fridays to come. So join us every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here at Railbird Central for the rest of the season. It's going to get better, folks. Don't worry. The Packers aren't going to go 0-16, even though they got off to a disappointing start yesterday. So have a good Monday, everyone. Keep your daubers up. It's going to get better. We'll talk to you Wednesday again for what hopefully is a better performance, or we can feel better about ourselves on Wednesday at least. So I leave you today with a song called Words by Umphreys McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack, go. Change.